Welcome to Bethel Baptist Church. If you're visiting with us for the first time today, please remove the tab on your church bulletin, fill it out, drop it in the collection plate. Pastor Osero would like to send you a thank you note for worshiping with us today. There will be a youth Bible study Friday, that's January 30th at 7 o'clock at the Tomlinson Home. Because this is the last Sunday of the month, we will have our customary fellowship luncheon directly following the service, and everyone's invited for good food and fellowship. After the 2 o'clock worship service at Pacific Hills Manor this afternoon, all other activities normally scheduled for Sunday afternoon are canceled today. There will be a ladies' Bible study tomorrow at 7 o'clock. In the evening, and if you have any questions, please see Dana Noriel or Raquel Otero. At the Wednesday evening service, Pastor Otero will continue teaching the series titled Marriage Works, and the topic this week is on the marital disease of unresolved anger. Please refer to your bulletin for other activities, and the insert, I should say, in your bulletin for activities scheduled for this coming week. Our scripture reading today, printed in your bulletin, is from Psalm 33, verses 2 through 4. Praise the Lord with harp. Sing unto him with a psaltery and an instrument of 10 strings. Sing unto him a new song, play skillfully with a loud noise. For the word of the Lord is right, and all his works are done in truth. We will be singing now the first and last stanzas of the hymns this morning, so let's begin with hymn number 70, Holy, Holy, Holy. Let's continue our worship with hymn number 389, I Am Resolved.
I am resolved.
please stand now as we sing hymn number 394, I Surrender All.
Please remain standing for prayer. Our Heavenly Father, we recall the scriptures who said that now therefore our God, we that love you, praise your name, your glorious name. And so Father, we are grateful that we can praise your name because of the beautiful creation you have made. We are grateful that we can praise your name because of the promises you have given us in the scripture and how you fulfill each one of them. We can praise your name for this beautiful country you have given us, and we pray that you preserve the principles of God's word in the mind of those who are in top of our country, our president, our vice president, the Congress. We pray for a domination of the Spirit of God in the mind of those people. Father, we are praising your name because of our mission that you have given us to proclaim the gospel everywhere. And so we have missionaries, actually physical missionaries, in different places. Carol and Ruth Knott in Seville, Spain. And Father, thank you for his letter that he sent to us, and is grateful for our gift and how he developed his work, not only in Spain, but also in Central America. Eusebio and Marisa Perez in Malaga. For David and Denise Rode in Papua New Guinea. For Giovanni and Barbara Avendano in Guatemala. For Martha Ferretti in Buenos Aires. For Dante and Maruja Rabines in Iquitos, Peru. Jose and Diane Avila in Costa Rica. For the South Valley Pregnancy Care Center in the city here of Gilroy. The Christian Athletic Association in San Jose. And for Daniel and Miriam Lacey. And Daniel, Lord, is under examination for some difficulties and some little tumors that have appeared, and we pray for your grace upon his life. Then for Fred and Carol Lewis in the U.S. Center for World Mission. Thank you, Lord, that you allow us to expand ourselves with a purpose to present Christ Jesus as Lord and Savior. Thank you, Lord, for the radio broadcast, the KKMC live broadcast that happened at this very moment. Thank you for the broadcast on television, on Google, Internet. Thank you for the broadcast on the Internet who reaches everywhere in America and around the world. And thank you, Lord, for giving us the opportunity to produce the CD ministry and tape ministry across America and even in South America. Thank you, Father, for the blessedness of not only proclaiming the gospel, but for the means that you have given us to expand our ministry. And Father, we are delighted to have so many people, and some of them are sick. And we remember Ann Peretto, our brother Tom Curley, and we pray that your hand of mercy be upon them. And I'm so happy, Father, for the improvement on my wife's health, and we hope that tomorrow's review will give us more hope on her shoulder. Thank you, Lord, that you're a God who answers a prayer. And Lord, as we go through the service, we pray that thy word and the counsel of thy word will make us think where we are, where we stand. And then for those who believe, will give us encouragement, will give us a guideline to face tomorrow. We thank you for your provision, and the people of this church have been more than loving and providing for the ministry. And so, Father, we pray that you bless the offering and bless the giver. In Jesus' precious name we pray. Amen. You may be seated.
See you.
Choir. Will you please take your Bibles now and turn to the book of Ecclesiastes. If you're using the Bible provided in the pew, please turn to page 755. We will be reading Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verses 1 through 14. Please stand now for the reading of God's Word. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, the entire chapter. Remember now thy Creator in the days of thy youth, while the evil days come not, nor the years draw nigh, when thou shalt say, I have no pleasure in them. While the sun, or the light, or the moon, or the stars be not darkened, nor the clouds return after the rain. In the day when the keepers of the house shall tremble, and the strong men shall bow themselves, and the grinders cease because they are few, and those that look out of the windows be darkened, and the doors shall be shut in the streets when the sound of the grinding is low, and he shall rise up at the voice of the bird, and all the daughters of music shall be brought low. Also, when they shall be afraid of that which is high, and fears shall be in the way, and the almond tree shall flourish, and the grasshopper shall be a burden, and desire shall fail, because man goeth to his long home, and the mourners go about the streets. Or ever the silver cord be loosed, or the golden bowl be broken, or the pitcher be broken at the fountain, or the wheel broken at the cistern. Then shall the dust return to the earth as it was, and the spirit shall return unto God who gave it. Vanity of vanities, saith the preacher, all is vanity. And moreover, because the preacher was wise, he still taught the people knowledge. Yea, he gave good heed and sought out and set in order many proverbs. The preacher sought to find out acceptable words, and that which was written was upright, even words of truth. The words of the wise are as goads and as nails fastened by the masters of assemblies, which are given from one shepherd. And further by these, my son, be admonished. Of making many books there is no end, and much study is a weariness of the flesh. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is the whole duty of man. For God shall bring every work into judgment, with every secret thing, whether it be good or whether it be evil. Blessed is the word of God. Let us pray. Our gracious Father, we thank you that we can come together again today to worship you and learn from your word. Our trust and our confidence is in you because you have made us for yourself. We thank you for the scriptures which have enabled us to believe through the working of the Holy Spirit. We are grateful that you have kept us from following vain philosophies which are so prevalent today and display so much of man's useless thinking. Help us to always keep in mind the wisdom of Solomon's conclusion. May Jesus Christ be praised for making it possible. We thank you for teachers who bring sound doctrine according to your word. We pray that you would bless your servant, our teacher and pastor, Gabriel Otero, as he comes to bring the message from the scriptures for our learning. Bless us also listening here and on the radio and internet and tape and CD, that the words of life would affect our every thought. In Jesus' name we pray these things. Please be seated.